burdens comes are
thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Turn to Psalms 100, and let's have a responsive reading here. Very familiar, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'll read the first verse, and I'd like for you to read the second verse. And perhaps as this is an adult congregation as well as children, we had a good example given to us by our school program on inflection and interpretation. Let's do it as we say this responsibly to each other and to the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture.
Enter into the gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. All right, you did well. I think verse 2 was maybe better than verse 4, but we notice that we have the injunction there to be thankful, and maybe we're all remembering that today, that a good way to prevent Alzheimer's is to, or shall we say forgetfulness, is to be in the attitude of praise. There's a man uptown here a while back that told me that there's two ways to prevent Alzheimer's, and he had two difficult words to pronounce, and he got the first one out, and then he couldn't remember the second one, it seemed, or maybe he got it eventually. But, as we're getting old and those symptoms that were mentioned this morning about forgetting things, it seems like it has been a besetting problem for me and probably one of the signs of old age. Well, making a joyful noise. I remember when that, don't remember the date, but I remember that especially impressing me that the scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's, I trust, one of the things we want to do tonight. In the New Testament, it speaks there in, a couple of places are a little bit different words used, but it speaks of singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord and teaching and admonishing one another. Seeming the implication might be that even in our songs that we can do that. If we think of all the beautiful words that have come out of the Psalms and realizing that all those words were written way back, way before Christ. I mean, not before Christ, but before His advent. At least before the time of His time on earth here. And now today we're in that new dispensation, which is especially the dispensation of life, and even more so than in the Old Testament. The Bible speaks that, if the ministration of death was glorious, how much more ministration of life. And I believe that's where we are today. And as we're studying in the book of Acts, it seems like it is so evident in there also. And also I'd like to just mention the scripture that Jesus said in John 7 and verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or his innermost being, I think would be a better interpretation there, shall flow rivers of living water. Now, some years ago, there was a family here singing one night, and the father was asked to give a small exhortation by one of his sons, and he began to speak. I'm not sure what time it was, maybe about 9 or 9:30. These people were not very time conscious, maybe about 9 o'clock. Anyhow, as I recall, at 10 o'clock things were still going pretty strong. This man's name was John Overholt, the man that helped put the Christian hymnary together, or probably did most of it. And as he was speaking on that particular scripture, as I remember, the rivers of living water, he made a distinct correlation between, or he used an earthly example of one of the greatest rivers in the world, which is the Amazon. And what happens when it flows out into the ocean? And he said how that when this river reaches the ocean, what does it do? Well, it keeps right on going. It goes out there for, maybe 10 miles, 50 miles, as far as 300 miles out into the ocean. They're still feeling the effects of that water that's flowing into that ocean. And he likened that to the confrontations that come to us and to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Well, that's still quite vivid in my memory. I think most of you that are here from 20 years and younger are either sleeping or or fell asleep before it was over. But anyhow, that was very inspiring to me. Now, this evening I was asked to kind of combine a history of a song along with a devotional exercise. And so what I'd like to do tonight is just stimulate your thinking a little bit, not so much on one particular song, as to something that's very near to you where you're sitting. There's a church hymnal very close, and I'd like to just say a few things and share with you a few things about the church hymnal that are a blessing to me. I know I've done this before, but maybe there's someone that will be just old enough to remember it for the first time. And for some of us, it may renew our thoughts. In the church hymnal, I'd like for you to look at song number 6. Song number 6 and page 6 correlate the same, but one of the things that happens in the hymnal and one of the proprieties that we want to remember is that when we give a song, we should always say song number and not page, because later on those two numbers change. This song number 6 in the church hymnal is "The God of Abraham Praise," and it speaks a lot about that God, the God of Abraham and Jehovah Great I Am and all these things. But what is a little bit significant to me in this particular song is the fact that it is arranged from a Jewish melody. This song is somewhat of a minor key song, and I'm not even going to sing it tonight. I think it's familiar enough that we could. I just want to point a few of these things out to you in the hymnal, and then maybe we can sing at least one song without getting too long on this. Who knows what the oldest song in the church hymnal is? Who can tell me? Anybody? All right, and it's number 55. And about when was it written, Steve? All right. Well, anyhow, in the book here. Okay, it must have been, this was when he was, well, in the book here in song number 55, if you want to look at it, it says, "Ascribed to Clement of Alexandria." And then there's a letter C, which I'm not sure what that means, but perhaps circulation 220. As far as I know, that is the oldest song in our church hymnal. And I would think that all the apostles had probably passed on before those 220 years were over. But it's not, it's as close a song to the time of Christ that I know of in the hymnal. And that's the words of this song, of course, are very beautiful as well. And it's interesting that it is song ascribed especially to youth, and how that they are also involved in this great kingdom. All right, I'm just going to move through here very rapidly just to show you a few things. Look at song number 248 next. 248, and here's something that is to me of interest in this hymnal. And a person might wonder, well, why are these things interesting to me? I think as I become familiar with this songbook, I'm not putting it on the same level as the Bible, but it becomes like a friend as you almost become familiar, and the songs mean more to you because of it, or to me they do at least. Looking at song number 248, I wonder how many of you think you would know this song. Let's see your hands. All right, I see one. What I want to show you is a little key here that probably shows you would know this song even though you think you don't know it. If you look at the title of the song, the first thing we notice, of course, is the title. Right under it usually is a scripture heading in most cases in this hymnal, which that is also of interest. In this case, I'm going to go to the third entry beneath it, which says Horton. Horton is the name of the tune of the song. They gave names of these tunes, which seems interesting to me that they did that. And so if you look back on song number 231, I want you to see something here. Song number 231 is called Book Divine, Holy Bible, Book Divine. How many of you know this song? I see your hands. All right. What is the name of the tune of this song? Anyone? Horton. So obviously it's the same song as number 248, basically. The thing that gets changed quite dramatically is the timing. But also, I see there's quite a title to that particular man given on the right-hand side there. That's of interest. Well, he has written, I think, more than one song in our book, but this song, Holy Bible Book Divine, all of you would probably know that song. Just for illustration, why don't we sing one verse of 248? Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Now, this song will be relatively faster than the song, Holy Bible Book Divine. O soul, come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray. Rise and ask without delay. All right, at the ending there, it's slightly different. Doesn't have a slur there or a connecting note between the soul and the ray. Also, song number 248 is written by John Newton, who also wrote what other great song? Anybody? Amazing Grace. You see how the connection here, and once again we see this man's with such a long name up there on the right-hand side, Xavier, well, he wrote, the same tune. That's why it's the same name. All right. Now, let's turn to numbers 279 and 280. I'd like to just show these two companion songs that are different from one of each other. I just want to show you how that as you use this hymnal, you can use, I think, information to make these songs more meaningful to you and to us. If we look at song number 280, once again we see the title is Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me. And the scripture reference under it, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, Ephesians 3:19. The next thing we see is the name of the tune, and that is St. Petersburg. Now, the word St. Petersburg and the fact that a tune is called that, does that prompt anything to you about this song? When you think of St. Petersburg, what do you think of, anyone? Russia. Dmitrius Bortnianski was a Russian there on the right-hand side. It's interesting to me that Paul Gerhardt on the left-hand side, born quite a bit earlier, was a German preacher. And the way you can find that out is if you simply look up at your authors of hymns, it'll tell you that at least that much about it. And it's amazing as you look at the various personalities, nationalities, and denominations. This particular hymnal often says what the denomination of the person is that wrote it, not always. Particularly if the person was a Mennonite, it's liable to have either the letter M or Mennonite there by it. Now, Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me is, of course, a beautiful, beautiful song. And there are other well-known songs by this Dimitri. And they're liable to have the same cadence and flow to them as even this song does. Something that makes you think it's the same author. And that's something that's interesting to me. If you find one song by a good author and you see there's another one by him, you think, well, perhaps that's an interesting song and one we haven't learned yet. Song number 279 is, of course, one that I don't really know anything about any of these people here. But under the title, Weeping One of Bethany is John 11:35. And by deduction, what verse do you think that is? Jesus wept. And it's the only song in this book that has anything written to underneath it like this one does, where it says, respectfully inscribed to the Hall Quartet. I don't know what that means or what it meant, but it's an interesting trivia to me. Now, as we think of this song, of course, our mind flashes to the scene of Christ at the tomb of Lazarus. And this song has been come to me different times recently as I just think of, when I think of some of these words, I think the words kinsman, friend, and elder brother are some of the words that strike out to me. And then also in the third verse where it says, yesterday, today, tomorrow, he the same doth ever prove. All right, well, so many times, just like recently, when I could not find something, and it was a story a little bit like Nancy had this morning, where I lost this little part off my tractor and our tractor, and I could not find it, and I was so distressed, and I knew I had not thrown it away. So after I checked to find the replacement part, and I found out it cost over $20 in here at S&H, and I said, well, let's wait till tomorrow morning. I thought maybe I'll call the salvage yard. And so the next morning as I was over here and I was out in the shop there, and I just said, decided I'm going to ask the Lord. And I said, Lord, you know, if you don't mind, and if you wouldn't mind me saving that money and just showing me where that piece is, I would appreciate it. So I opened my eyes, and right there about within hand reach was the piece in a paper bag without even making a step. And, you know, I just thanked the Lord and praised Him because it was something that was important to me. And also just for that little reimbursement of faith that the Lord gives us out of His bounty so many times. Why don't we just sing this song and we'll conclude with that. Weeping One of Bethany. A beautiful, beautiful song of the passion of Christ and His love here that He had.
Through my broken heart.
just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for being such a great God and for all the provisions you've made for us that we have so much to be thankful for. I just pray that your songs would flow out of us like a river, both to lift us up out of discouragement, out of depression, out of fear, and also to touch others that are around us. Just be with us as we praise you and worship you in this time of singing. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Children can come forward, and Andrea has some songs for them.
Thank you. Asked to lead one of my wife's favorite songs, which I don't really know what that is or didn't know. But my thoughts went right away to Romanian songs and Romanian singing, and I know those are definitely her favorites. And of course, that's in Romania is where we learn to know each other and learn to love each other in a isolated degree, I guess. But anyway, so when I think of Jan and what she means to me, I think of a lot of those traits that I learned to know in Romania and appreciate. And just also thinking of this being Mother's Day and what she means to my children. Just found a card for them to give her, and I think it describes her very well. A mommy that reads to them and takes them on walks and talks to them and tells them stories, and just appreciate what she does for our family and what she is in our family. So I'd like to sing a Romanian song. I'd like to ask everyone to come up here that would like to sing along with us and is able to. So if you'd come forward at this time, we'll sing the song. The song is basically When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, although I can't really relate to it in that way, because to me it holds a meaning that's Romanian alone. So.
Thank you. Evening, everyone. It's good to be here, and it's also been a blessing so far to hear all the songs. I was asked to pick a favorite of my wife's, and we got it narrowed down to two, and then it was left up to me to narrow it down further. So I think we'll sing 466 in the Christian hymnal. This is one of the songs that she found herself singing whenever she would rock one of the children, either rock him to sleep or trying to make him be quiet or something. And it's also a favorite of mine. It seems like Fannie J. Crosby really had a way of putting it in words, putting the Christian life into words. First verse, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know, whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all, excuse me, all things well. And then the last verse, all the way my Savior leads me, oh the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothes immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this is my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Beautiful words. Go ahead and sing all three verses.
466.
Souls gone astray, crowds on the cold mountains. mountains of sin. Help us to be working while yet it is day, for soon the judgment will begin. Lord, give us a vision of the souls we pray. Help us, I call to obey, to obey. Come into our heart and make it anew. Lord, give us a vision today. The harvest is great and the labors are few. The harvest time soon will be o'er. The Master is calling to me and to you. Go work and be idle no more. Lord, give us a vision of the souls we pray. Help us, I call to obey. Come into our hearts and make it anew. Lord, give us a vision today. Lord, give us a vision of work to be done, of duties neglected each day. Renew our lost vision of souls to be. Lord, give us a vision, we pray. Lord, give us a vision of lost souls, we pray. Help us, I call to obey, to obey. Come into our hearts and make it anew. Lord, give us a vision today.
Psalm number 31, first and last verse. Evening. We're going to sing two songs this evening. First one is a favorite of my mom's, and I don't know if this is the oldest memory I have necessarily, but it's definitely one of the constant or consistent memories that I have, and that is of my mom singing in the kitchen. Whether it's early in the morning or just any time, my mom sings a lot. And this is a song that she often sings. It's one of her favorite songs, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And I think it's kind of an appropriate song for mothers. It has a couple things in there. It says about waters rolling, tempest drawing nigh. And from what I've observed, the life of a mother can be somewhat stormy at times. And so we want to dedicate this song not only to my mom, but to all the mothers out there who give your lives for your children. And the second song we have talks about the peace that you can have if you live a life in Christ.
Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me through thy bosom fly, while the mirror waters roll, while the tempest steely sigh. Hide me, O my Savior, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul. Support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is set. All my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul, so secure. Father.